Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good evening, Whisperers, and welcome to a special episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, Certified Lifestyle Relationship Counselor, Educator, and Motivational Speaker. You know, Whisperers, today we had our show at 3 o'clock, but something happened and we're really not sure what. So in turn, what I did is we decided that we were going to record the show again live. And unfortunately, we don't have the ladies from the Motivating Women to Greatness from out of Australia, but we're going to still get into our discussion on why do I always pick the wrong person. And, you know, I wanted to start this off by thanking you all, first of all, for your continuous support of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays, as well as for myself. We had a great time last week in our live private Facebook group where we really went in deep on why is it so difficult to change? And this is another show and another way of seeing that we have to pivot and change, because look at here we are at almost 11 o'clock at night making sure that you all receive this broadcast. So, you know, I want to thank our special mixologist who did the drink for us today. His name is Daniel. He's a great mixologist right from Philadelphia, PA, right here where we broadcast live out of. He's been doing this for a little over 15 years. He brought us the great drink, the banana daiquiri, last week, and he brought us today the Green Envy, which is a kiwi cocktail, which was delicious, and we truly enjoyed it. And thank you, Daniel, for being with us today. We also would like to thank and apologize to our sponsor, Goalies Gummy. A people-focused nutrition company driven by the belief that happiness and wellness go hand in hand. Goalie gummies are gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, and made with select organic ingredients. Use code House of La Paz, that's HOUSELAPAZ, for 10% off your order at checkout. And trust me, guys, these vitamins are delicious. I ordered them. They really do work, and I like them. So I can tell you, it's a great product. And don't forget that on our normal broadcast, you know, I always want you to be involved in the conversation. I also have one of the questions earlier that I'm going to go back and speak to you about. And I have a ton of notes here from the episode as well that we're going to go back into. So you hear some papers turning here. It's because I'm going back to the notes from today as well. So with that being stated, you know, this discussion comes to us live from one of our Whisperers who wrote into us, and I'm going to get right into the letter right now. And it says, "Dear Sonia and Whisperers, I cannot begin to tell you how many times it seems I must be stuck in the proverbial relationship groundhog day. Sonia, it seems like I always attract the same bad, non-committed type of low vibration guy, even when I'm looking for better, to do better, and to be whole. I get the same old, same old. Why do I keep attracting the wrong men?" You know what, that's such a great question and a great letter. And you know, Whisperers, we always like to start our conversations out with a great meaning or definition. And today is no different, so we're going to get the understanding of the word wrong. The word wrong means not correct or true, unsuitable, undesirable. Wow. So the word wrong means not correct or true, unsuitable, and undesirable. You know, Whisperers, I cannot begin to tell you how many times I hear this from clients. When I hear their stories, I'm always amazed they keep on trying, because some of the stories are just so incredible that they're mind-blowing. But it shows that they still want love and would like to receive love. And also it also shows a part of them that's not jaded, which we'll get into much later in the discussion. But we're going to really get into this and break it down. And, you know, Whisperers, let me say this, and you might, you know, need to sit back and just kind of hear this for a second, that my premise may not be easy to hear, but we are here for honest, open conversations that will spark results and change. So many things are going to hit hard, but then there's other things that we're going to be able to receive. Because remember, last week we spoke about how change is difficult. Well, the change habits is hard. So we have to put in some of those elements from what we learned last week about making changes into breaking the habits that we form when we keep selecting Mr. or Mrs. Wrong. So first and foremost, you need to figure out why you attract and are picking the unhealthy partners. See, everything we do has a purpose behind it. Did you hear me say that? Everything we do has a purpose behind it. Meaning, are you putting out low vibration? You notice I said that word again, low vibration. So when I was speaking about low vibration, what I mean is this is someone who is that have negative emotions and negative feelings, or they are more disempowering the way that they believe, or their lack of awareness. So that's what a low vibration person is and what they bring into or take out or extract from a relationship. And many tend to pick people to date who vibrate at the same self-esteem level, or they go to the polar opposite. And there may be some other reason, but overall it comes back around to how you or how we feel about ourselves. Isn't that powerful? That's a dynamic thing that I just stated, that it comes back, it rotates back around to us, where it's us again looking in the mirror, and it's mirroring maybe the ways that we feel or look at ourselves. So how you honestly see your worth, or how you know and identify your needs, not your wants, and how you place value in non-superficial qualities, so this being stated, what creates that attraction? You know, it's two things that I've come to see, like in working with clients. And it's not just these specific things, but it's these two main things that I do see. You know, we attract what we believe is our same worth or value. The better we feel about ourselves, the healthier are the people we attract and seek out. Did you hear that? It's the people that we seek out, if we can maneuver and move the way that we see ourselves. And the second one is to stop picking the wrong person via he or she makes you feel sexy, or those empty compliments that leads to long-term heartbreak. You know, remember like in our discussion that we had before about are we needy in our relationships? Because remember I told you it's like the chum in the water that sharks smell, and they come, and then you're made of prey because you're already in that vulnerable state. So you have to be careful, and we have to maneuver differently. And if you see everything that we're doing, we're pivoting and we're bringing certain topics full circle to make it whole. We're ripping up the foundation because the foundation is crumbling, and we're relaying it again so it's solid. And we have a solid base that we're standing on. So with that being said, how do you change this pattern? How do we rework it, and how do we go from, you know, attracting this kind of energy? I have a few tips here, and you may want to get a notebook and take a couple of notes on this, because we're going to really dive into each element now. So the first thing we're going to talk about is we first do an inventory of your strengths and your weaknesses. Don't just simply think on them, though, Whisperers. I want you to get a pen and paper out and write them down, because we are visual individuals, and placing it in black and white makes it stick in our mind. And be very accurate and, you know, detailed, and don't be modest or hold back. Because let me tell you something, if you're holding back and you're shrinking back and you're being modest and not really going into that deep dive, you're doing yourself an injustice. You're doing yourself. You're taking away what you need to really produce to break the chain, the cycle, the rotation. So we're first doing an inventory. And if you know anything about like your stock rooms, you go in there and you take inventory of the products that you need or the products that are running low, and you refurbish what that is. And so it's the same thing that we have to do with ourselves, with our heart, our mind, our energies. We have to kind of take inventory of what we need to do. And by doing that, there's two other elements that come into focus with this inventory of your strengths and weaknesses. What are things you like about yourself? As you're taking that inventory, you're looking, and it's deep. It's not a superficial view. So what elements and what things do you like about you? And then the second thing would be, what are the things that you need to change or refine? Notice that word that I use, refine. Isn't that interesting? Because that word refine means to like remove unwanted elements. It means to like purify. And it always makes me think when you say refine, you know, you think of smelting with gold. And what that does, it removes or separates the impurities. And so it's the same thing that we have to do for ourselves. So that's the first element that we're going to do so we can rework, refunction, and we're moving forward. So we're first doing an inventory on our strengths and our weaknesses. And then we're also going to take into account what we like about ourselves. Not superficial likes. I don't mean like, oh, I have beautiful eyes and lovely hair. I mean really a deep look, tapping into qualities, things that are really meaningful for us that build upon our quality and our value for a relationship. So that moves us into point number two. Notice the patterns of your choices in your behaviors, experiences, and who you choose as your friends. I know, right? You're like, my friends? What are you talking about, Sonia? Yes, your friends. Because your friends say a lot about your selection. Does your close friend dictate your relationship? Or are they superficial? Are they low vibration or lack self-control? Or are they overly confident? You see, it's that polar opposite that you may be attracting people that are really mirroring the people that you hold close to you. And when we hold these ones close to us, they're identified with us and we identify with them. And so in turn, you start to select people that possibly now are mirroring your friends because your friend is controlling. They're saying, oh, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do this. You know, it'll be that or this. And then you are going along with it, and you're not even really recognizing that the pace, the tone, and the distance is being set by somebody else. So first, we're taking an inventory of our strengths and weaknesses. We're reevaluating, writing it down in black and white, what we truly like about ourselves, and then we're also looking at the things you need to change or refine. And then we're moving into noticing the patterns of our choices in your behaviors, experiences, and who you choose as your friends. See, we make selections. Which brings us into the third point, which is, do you set realistic expectations? Are you under the impression everyone has flaws and you just need to invest so they can, so they know that they aren't fool's gold? Well, Whispers, if you recall, I told you that, you know, we're not on a fixer-upper. Relationships are not on a fixer-upper. And you cannot keep walking around thinking, well, I can change or I can change her or him. Because it's a great song by a singer. Her name is Kay Michelle, and it says something about, like, you cannot re-raise a grown man or a grown woman. And it's true, because this is the thing. They're adults already, but they may have the grown baby mentality. And that is not something that you want to invest in. Because remember, I told you about those junk bonds and stocks. You don't get any return out of them. And they don't offer you anything in return either. We're taking inventory of our strengths and weaknesses. We're seeing what we truly like about ourselves. We're refining ourselves and our needs. We're noticing the patterns of our choices, behaviors, experiences, and friends. We're making realistic expectations, which the last point that I want to bring out, there's one element that is so important for you all. Ask your family that loves you and value, notice that word, value you, what they admire in you, and allow them to speak freely on your qualities and really listen. Notice the word listen. I didn't say hear, because you can hear anything. But when you're listening, that takes a different kind of skill, because you're drawing in the information and you're processing it. So you're listening to them, and then you're moving things into a situation and an element where you're able to really examine each statement to see if it is how you really see yourself. Isn't that dynamic? Because we want to see ourselves the way that others see us. We want to see that value that others see in us as well. So with that being said, now that you're investing quality and value in yourself, look for those people who demonstrate a genuine interest in you. Notice I said a genuine interest in you. Remember, the overly complimentary person is looking at a superficial quality. And superficial basically is only something that is the simplest and it's not like an obvious aspect. It doesn't really go deeply. It's nothing deep about that person. They're just surface kind of things. And that's how some people are. It's just a superficial qualities that they can have. You can't get into any deeper. You can't delve deeper. There's no kind of deepness there whatsoever. And if you feel like the person that you're sitting there with and you're having your first time conversation and it's just not where it needs to be, where those real genuine questions that you need to know or what you see or the element of like laughing off the things that you're asking that are of pertinent information to have a relationship to build on. Because don't forget, you're still protecting that heart. You're still watching over where you're placing that value. And if they seem to be laughing it off, or they're sitting there kind of undressing you with your eyes, with their eyes, you need to get up and leave and thank them for their time and keep it moving. Because that's not pouring value into you, and that's keeping you on that merry-go-round of going in circles and then picking the same poor male or female to be dating and getting into a relationship with. Because then what happens is you become jaded, meaning that you become tired, it becomes dull, and it becomes this old feeling. And so then when everything is said and done and you all break up and you move on, then you have all this baggage that you've picked up, and there is no quality there. And so when Mr. or Mrs. Right does come in, you can't see it because you're jaded now from the experience and not allowing yourself to walk away and to nourish and pour value and heal from the experience that you had. It's incredible. You know, Whisperers, I would love to work with you all and help you develop a positive and more accurate view of yourself, as well as helping you to break old habits or bad habits that you're setting up in this situation. And so, you know, you're more than welcome to always email me at whispersinabottle@yahoo.com, and we can schedule a 45-minute consultation. And in the description of many of our episodes, and unfortunately with this one, because it is kind of set up differently for this because we did a special broadcast, I don't have the links in this description box, but normally we do. But you always can go back to any of the episodes and click on them. And, you know, I also want to give you two very important keys to this discussion as well. And the one is, don't rush into things. Get to know an individual. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And that's what people don't realize. Dating is a marathon because you must take the time and must be conditioned. Just like an athlete is getting ready for that marathon, it's over a period of time so they can have the stamina to win the long race. And the second one is, do not mistake physical attraction for love. Now I have to say, you don't want to go out here and just meet, you know, the guy. You want to be attracted to the person because that's important too. But it's not about the physical, superficial things that build relationships. So with that being said, you know, Whisperers, I always want you to have good takeaways. So our takeaways, they were the key element points of this discussion. Remember, we went back and we discussed it again. So here it is, your takeaways. First, do an inventory of your strengths and weaknesses. And what are the things that you like about yourself? What are the things you need to change and refine? The second point is to notice the patterns of your choices in your behaviors, experiences, and who you choose as your friends. Next is, do you set realistic expectations? Or are you under the impression everyone is able to be fixed up or I can change them? Really look at that and evaluate it. And the last one is to ask your family that love and value you what they admire in you, and allow them to speak freely, openly on your qualities, and listen to how they see you. Examine their statements so you can blossom like a flower. Because that's important. It's so important, Whisperers, that we pour value into ourselves, that we pour into our self-worth, that we keep our esteem and the quality of who we are always growing. Remember, 2021, growth mindset. That growth mindset moves us away from being on that proverbial merry-go-round, even with poor or bad decisions of picking the wrong person and forming these habits. You know, Whisperers, I could go on and on for this discussion because this is a deep discussion. And it's not something that we can just have in this short period of time like this. So what I've done is I'm breaking this up in a two-part, and it might even be a three-part segment. We'll have to see how it goes. But I'm going to be breaking this up into a two-part segment. And later on in the season, we're going to have the Love Doctor join us, and we're going to even get further into these habits and what keeps people kind of moving on these types of situations or coming back to these situations. And, you know, it's always so good to be here with you all. And again, I apologize for the inconvenience that this has caused. I hope you all enjoy this episode, get to really listen to it, and take away the value and the needed information that you need. And also, just to let you all know, next week on our show, we're going to be speaking on transitioning from grandparents to parents. And that comes via another letter from one of our whisperers. And don't forget, whisperers, I always want you to come and get social with me. I'm on social media. You can find me on Instagram at www.instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. And come over, join me, see what we're doing over there. We have some great content as well. And you know, you can be in our Facebook group, and even there's a live link inside of the Facebook group for our private Facebook group where we had our lunch and learn. And again, I love to thank Najem for coming in and really just kind of dropping jewels and just giving so much information. The ladies from Nova Scotia last week that hosted us, it was just amazing to be in there and to be able to talk to you all. And again, I thank the ladies from the Motivating Women to Greatness. And I had the pleasure of meeting them and doing a conference for them. And I spoke on walking in your greatness. And the ladies had asked if I would ever do a podcast episode with regards to walking in your greatness. And I probably will, because that is such a great topic. And, you know, like I said, it is such an honor for me to always come into this room where it's our safe zone and to have these dynamic conversations, because this is what keeps us growing. This is what keeps us connected and keeps us supporting each other. And, you know, this is a safe zone, so this is judgment-free. And if you have questions or if you would like to write in to me or you have a topic idea, please feel free to email me at whispersinabottle@yahoo.com. Once again, that's whispersinabottle@yahoo.com. And as always, I just cannot wait till we get back in here again next week. And, you know, thank you all for your consideration and all. And so, you know what? Thank you for listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Larae, certified lifestyle, relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. And Whisperers, as always, it's such a pleasure to be here with you. Have a safe weekend and take care.